Barehi Tachtov, that she's still married to him. Or Misham Shasa, they're still living together. Now Vinim to Zimimin, now we find out that these two Edim were Zimimin, were liars. So it comes out two Edim said a lie. Two Edim said that this Isha received the get, and she also received her ksuba. So they want this Isha to lose out that she's not going to receive a ksuba. Now we find out that these two Edim were Zimimim. So the loch is, Ein Oimrim, we do not say, Ein Oimrim, Yishalmu Kol Ksubasa, that these Edim Zimimim have to pay her as a whole ksuba. That's usually the loch of Edim Zimimim. That we say Kasha Zomam. What they wanted to do, we do back to them. So here what they wanted to do is that the Isha should be losing out her ksuba. They said, Edis, that the Isha received her ksuba ready. So because of that, she's going to lose out, that she won't receive her ksuba anymore. So therefore, the Chura, they wanted her to lose out the $200. So maybe now that the court to be Edim Zimimim, they should have to pay her the $200. That the Mishnah, the Mora says no. Ein Oimrim, we do not say, Yishalmu Kol Ksubasa, that the Edim has to pay her the whole ksuba. El or rather, Toivas Hanor Ksubasa. They only have to pay her a small amount called the Toivas Hanor, the enjoyment that she could receive from the ksuba. Now what does that mean? Gemara Makas explains, Eizehu Toivas Hanor Ksubasa, what's considered the enjoyment that the Isha right now that she's still married, what kind of an enjoyment could she have from a ksuba? So it's like this. Oindim, we value. Kama Odom writes, how much would a person want? Lita in the ksubasa, to pay for a ksuba, shelzu, for such a lady. That what? In other words, you go to a lady and say, listen, let me buy off you your ksuba. Now how much is it worth? Why? Because it's a gamble. Shim nis armalo, oin nis garsha. If this lady now will become an amona, the husband will die first. Or else if she's going to receive a get, then the ksuba takes place. So if you buy the ksuba off him, you'll gain $200. But the gamble is, v'yimeitha, let's say she dies first though, then she doesn't get a ksuba. If the wife dies first, then you reshenu baila. Then the lachar is, all her property goes to her husband. The husband yashins his wife. So that's how much she could sell a ksuba for. It's not worth that much. Let's say it's worth $50 to gamble, or $100. That she has a $200 ksuba to sell on a gamble. Somebody would buy it, let's say, for $50. It's a gamble to say that maybe she will receive a get, or maybe she'll become an amona, and then she has the right to collect the $200, and the person will gain $200. But maybe the person will lose out his money, because maybe she'll die first. So since it's a suffix, therefore how much would somebody pay for it? So let's say $100, that's how much money you have to pay this Isha. Because that's what the Edim Zimimim now wanted to ruin it for her. Like really, she could have received this much money. Like she could have sold it to somebody for $100. Now that you said Edis, that she already received the ksuba, she can't sell it. So that's how much you ruined it for her. That's what the Gemara in Makkah says. Now the question is, if you want to tell me, if we do not hold from the Tekanes Usha, now this is going to be the proof. That if you want to tell me, that Leisela Tekanes Usha, if you want to tell me we do not hold from the Tekanes Usha, but rather we hold that if an Isha sells a property, the sale takes place, she has a right to sell to somebody else. If so, Ama Yerushenu Baila, why do we say here that if she dies first, Solomaisa then, the husband Yashin's the ksuba, why do we say that? Tizabing Subasa Lagamri, why can't she sell a ksuba 100%? Those here we're saying now, how much can an Isha sell her ksuba that she has? How much could she sell it for? So we're saying now she can't sell it 100%, not mamish worth $200. She can only sell it to somebody on a gamble. That if she receives a get, or else if she becomes an amona, then she'll collect it. But on the side that she's going to die first, there's no way that she could give away her ksuba. The question is, why not? Why can't the Isha sell her nechassim? True, when she's married now, the nechassim she brought in, the nechassim she first brought in, why can't she sell them though now? So according to Takonas Usha, it's very good that the Usha made a Takona, in Usha they made a Takona, that her husband cannot sell it. That's a Takona they made. Now that's the kash. V'yistaka daitach. Let Takonas Usha, ama yirishenu bailo, tizaving ksubasa. Let her sell the ksubasa legamri. So it's a proof here that she can't sell it. So Amr Abaya, Abaya says back no. Amr Abaya, im omru benichse milug, yomru benichse tzern barzol, maybe there's a big difference. We're before talking about nichse milug. Here we're talking about Nichsei Tzor and Barzel. There are two different types of properties when you first get married that the wife brings in. Nichsei Tzor and Barzel means that in the dunya, that's like a present that she brings in to give to the husband. And they write it in the ksuba. It's written in the ksuba that the wife gave the husband $100 worth of property. But this $100 is called Tzor and Barzel, strong like metal, that she never loses out. But on the tzad to say the receiver get later, he has to give it back to her exactly how much it's worth. If it was worth $100 now, he has to pay it back $100. That's called Nichsei Tzor and Barzel. So here, that's true. The Isha cannot sell it. Tzor and Barzel means like right now it's by the husband 100%, only to hold on to it, but when he ever gives her a gift, he has to give it back to 100% also. That's a very strong deal. So true, that the Isha cannot sell at all. But our sugya before is not talking about such strong things, but talking about Nichsei Melug. Nichsei Melug means regular property that she brings in. It belongs to her. When she gets married, she doesn't write it down in the ksuba. She just like, she owns it. Just the husband has the right to use the payrus of it. He could use the produce of the property. But let's say the property gets ruined. He doesn't have to pay you for it. Even though at the beginning it was worth $100. If later on it becomes worth only $50, that's all. He doesn't have to pay you for it. That's called Nichsei Melug. So therefore, Usha's takana was that an Isha cannot even sell her Nichsei Melug. That's a new takana. Here we only have a proof that she cannot sell her Nichsei Tzor and Barzel. So now we could understand Nichsei Tzor and Barzel, that when the Isha brings in this property, it's written up in the ksuba so strong that the husband has to pay back even if it gets worth more or worth less. So that's a strong deal. There we understand the husband can't sell it, but she can't sell it. But maybe before by Nichsei Melug, maybe there an Isha could sell it. So Mekitza, from this halach and Gemara and Makis, you don't have a proof to what would be the halach of a regular Nichsei Melug. Maybe regular Nechasim that she brings in, maybe she could sell it to somebody else. Here that she can't sell it, it's only talking about Nichsei Tzor and Barzel. Here it's a stronger thing. Omer Abayis. Abayis says like this. Toivis Hanor, Hoyo V'yosu Liyodon, Neima B'milsa. Since we're talking about this parsha of Toivis Hanor, there's little bit of enjoyment that she can receive from the tzuva. Let's talk about it. Toivas hanol yishehevi. You should know that the toivas hanol goes to the wife. In other words, if the wife is going to sell a tzuva, again, when they're married happily, so she has no right to collect the tzuva. But still, she can sell it to somebody else on a gamble, that somebody else would buy it off, let's say for $50, because it's a gamble, maybe eventually she'll receive a gift, or he'll die first, and then she deserves $200, so this person will collect it. So this person right now will pay the Isha $50. Now when the Isha sells it right now, who gets this $50? So he says, you know, Tevas Hanol Isha Evi. It goes to the Isha. She has the right to keep this money. The Isha Gadaiduch. Lebal Hevi, if you want to tell me now this money, goes to the husband, because usually we say, Mashakon Isha Kona Baila. Any money the wife gets, goes to the husband. See if you're going to tell me here also, this money goes to the husband. If so, Leimur Loli Eidim. Then here in our case, the Gemara Makas like, why do the Edom Zonimim have to pay you anything? Liat the Edom tell her, my Yasir Tincha, what did I make you lose out? Because you want to receive the money anyway. If you want to tell me now, if she would sell a ksuba, the money would go to the husband, not to her, so what is she losing out? So he have a Mezavnis law, if you would have sold the ksuba, Mutayva Sanor, Baal have a Shokiminoch, your husband would have taken the money anyway away from you. If that's going to be the halacha, that when the wife sells a ksuba, the money she receives for it still goes to the husband. So over here then, the Edom Zonimim didn't make her lose anything. So Mara says, no, that's no proof. Omer Rav Shalman, I'll tell you, Mishum Diikar Rav Chabeitha. There's still a difference. Like, these Edom Zonimim said that she was already paid off a ksuba. So they wanted to make her lose out, she could never collect a ksuba. Now to her, that's called a $50 loss, because she could have sold a ksuba for $50. Now, even if the halacha is this $50 goes to the husband, still it's called a loss for her. Because the more money there is in the house, it's called the Ika Rav Chabesa. It's going to be more easy in the house. If the husband has more money, he'll be more lenient to her. She'll enjoy life better. So even though the money goes to the husband, still it's called a loss for her. Rashi says, Rav Chabesa, afilu im abal meichel, even if the husband will take the money, noyach liish l'meichel b'chaya, still the wife would enjoy to sell it. She wants to have more money in the house. Like, true, the money would go to the husband. But what would the husband do to it? He would give some of it to his wife. He'll make it more pleasant in the house. So therefore, it's still called a loss for the wife. These $50, therefore, that's what the Gemara Makkah says. And that's called the Edom Zayim have to pay the Toiv Asano. Omar Rava, Rava says the Ishno, Hilkasa, what's the Locha? Toiv Asano Lisha. But still, the Locha is that you have to pay, so you have to pay the Isha. That's the Toiv Asano. The Toiv Asano goes to the wife. And Vienna Baal Echel Peris, the husband does not eat the Peris from this money that she gets. From this money that she gets, the Baal does not eat the Peris. My timer, what's the reason? Peris kinel rabbonon. The rabbonon would only misaken the husband teach peris, but peri did peri let kinel rabbonon. Peris from peris the rabbonon would not misaken. In other words, this that she gets at suba, this money she's getting back now, that's called like peris to peri. That's called money extra that she deserves to get back. On the other, there's no takana the husband can eat the peris. Rashi's like, lo yamin, we don't say here now that yikach bem kaka. Let's tell the wife when you get this $150. You should buy yourself some property and let the husband eat the peris. That we don't say. But that's called peri de peri. So far, the rabbanim were not misakin. The ikka property the wife has, that type goes to the husband, the peris. But here it's called peri de peri. It's not the ikka property. Therefore, the wife doesn't have to give it to the husband at all. She can use the whole thing. Now, Tiyosi Rav Popov Rav Huna Bereg Rav Yeshua. Mivei Rav, when they came back from the base of Medrash, Amri, they said like this. Tanina la Tekonis Usha. I'll bring you another proof, another learning that says like the Konas Usha, that an Isha has no right to sell a Nichsa Milug b'chayi b'ayla. She can't sell it. Why? It tells the Aranah Mishnah, whoever be your Isha, tigiyosan ro. Whoever meets up with an Eved Kenani, or with an Isha, so they're at loss, they're losing out. Why? Because ha'choyvu b'hen chayiv. Whoever hits them has to pay. If you hit an Eved, if you hit an Isha, you have to pay for the damage. But v'heim shechovlu b'acherim p'turim. But if they do damage to other people, they're potter. That's halacha. Because an Isha doesn't have any of her own money, and an Eved also doesn't have any of his own money. So therefore they don't have to pay back. Now, the Yisakotar Vitri, you're going to tell me though, later at the Konas Usha, that we do not hold from the Konas Usha. Which means then, if an Isha has Nichse Milug, the property that the Isha owns, even though right now the husband has the right to pay with, he has the right to use it, but still the Kinyan Haguf belongs to the wife. The wife has the right to sell to somebody else, that it will be Nogeya, that when she dies and when he dies, that he'll get this property. If so, Tizavin Ichsimalug, why don't we say when an Isha does damage to somebody else, this other person should have a right like to get her Ichsimalug? She should have to sell the Ichsimalug. Vetitinle, let her sell to somebody else, whoever she sells it to, and the money she receives, with that money she should have to pay for the damage that she does. Our Mishnah says when she does damage, she's potter from paying. Why? Because she doesn't have her own money. All the money belongs to the husband. But there is property that she owns. See if you're going to tell me now that if she sells the property, the sale is good, and that money belongs to her, so when she does damage to somebody else, why don't we say she should have to sell the property? So of course, the right that the Konas Usha has nothing doing. Anisha has no right to sell the property. So here's the proof to the Konas Usha. Therefore, she has no money to pay back. Versus Lotaim, according to your Tam, Nihina midi Isa, the Tekonis Usha. No, even if you want to tell me, we hold from Tekonis Usha, that an Isha cannot sell it, Vulemotzi Mizavna Lagamri, she can't sell it 100%, but still, Tizavna Nichsin Melug, Betoivis Hano, Betitele. Anywhere we have the Kasha though, let us sell a Bateros Toivis Hano. In other words, let us sell the property on a gamble. She'll sell it much cheaper. What's the gamble? That's true. If she dies first, so then the husband yashin, so you'll never see it. But on the tzatis day, the husband dies first, so then the maisa, she keeps the property, then the sale will be good. So even if you hold from the Konas Usha, that only says the wife can't sell it, calls the man, the husband's alive. But in the case that the husband dies, then of course she could sell it. It's her property. So if you tell me now that there's such a svaran issue to sell a property, even if you hold from the Konas Usha, why don't we sell though? She has to sell a property at a loss, and get some money for it, and that money she should have to pay. Ella, what do you have to answer me? We're talking about here the less law, that she doesn't have any extra property. That's why she doesn't have to sell it. And so, how can I be the less law? I'll tell you our Mishnah that says, to Giyosan Ro, is talking about where she doesn't have any of her own property. Therefore, there's no proof to the Konas Usha. Maybe really Anisha has a right to sell her property. And therefore, when she has property, she'll be mechuyev to sell it, if she does damage to somebody else. But here we're talking about in the case, where she doesn't have any property. Yeah. The Gemara, good. Even if she doesn't have property, but the tizavin ksubosa b'tayvus hanor. Why doesn't she sell a ksuba? Like, what happened here? A wife did damage to somebody else.
So really, she's a Jew, she has to pay? She has to keep to pay, she did $100 worth of damage. She should have to pay it. But the Mishnah says she's potter because she doesn't have any of her own money. The question is, why not? Let her sell the ksuba for Tevis HaNor, like we said before. Anisha has the ksuba, so true, right now she can't collect it, but she can sell it to somebody else on a gamble. Somebody would buy it for $50. The guy has a gamble. But on Tzata say she'll get a get or she'll become an amunah, he'll collect $200. On the Tzata say that she'll die first, he'll get nothing. So why doesn't she have to sell a ksuba? So Marin says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you how many Rabbi Meir. We go now according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yoma that says, also loy liyodom she yishua es ishtoi afilu shua achas bloy ksuba. A man is not allowed to live with his wife, to be with her, without a ksuba. So therefore she can't sell a ksuba. If she sells a ksuba, she'll be yosa to stay married with her husband. So that's why we don't tell her to sell a ksuba. We're asking her why. For time am I, what's always the reason why Rabbi Meir says, Anisha, they cannot stay together without a ksuba. Today, she loy take kala b'yena b'leitziyah, but it should not be easy for the husband to get rid of his wife. Like this, all you say of a ksuba is that the husband doesn't give her a get so fast. So if they have no more ksuba, he'll give her a get too fast. The chum don't want that. I'll tell you, hachal and negarishlo. But here, the husband won't give a get to his wife. Because the negarishlo, if he gives a get to his wife, osa hanech nizavni, gobul el ksubosim inay. Because here, if not the pshat, the husband won't have to pay it. If she sells a ksuba to somebody else, it just means that when the husband gives her a get, the ksuba won't go to her, it'll go to the sort of person that she sold it to. But the husband still won't want to give her a get, because he knows if he gives her a get, he'll have to pay out the money. Well, what's the difference? He'll have to pay the money to her, or pay it to somebody else. So that's not a svara here. So really, we should have told Isha, if she does damage to somebody else, and you need money to pay up, sell your ksuba. And with that money, pay up. Ella, what do we have to answer? Toivis hanor mili ninu. Tavis no is only called like words. It's not real money. It's only called like mekmili, something she could get a hold of. But she doesn't have that money yet. And therefore the svar is, umili le mishtabdi. And mili words is not mishur but to somebody else. See, when she did damage to somebody else, real money she doesn't have. She has a ksuba, right now it's not money. Just she could go ahead and sell the ksuba, that she's not luchayiv to. So Mora says, why not? Alam alay, why not? Mili de mizdavne bedinri, ninu. Like, this is something she can sell and get money for. So why isn't it called something? This is called she has money. That's not a good reason. If she can sell the ksuba and get money, it's called. What's the difference if she has a chvayz, a chair she can sell, or she has a ksuba she can sell? When she sells it, she gets money for it. So why don't we say she's mechuyif to get the money to pay the damage that she did? El, the answer is like this better. El mishum de Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Hamoich eshtachav lechaveroi, if you sell eshtachav to somebody else. Somebody owes you $100. Somebody else gave you a shtar, he owes you $100. And if you sell the shtar now to somebody else, the locker is, v'chovzloi u'mochloi. Now the one that sold it is moichel, forgives the first one not to pay the money, mochel. That's what Shmuel holds. A shtar is not called such a good mechira, you can't sell the shibet haguf, you only sell the shibet mamon, so therefore the first one could be moichel. And the afilu yerush meichel, even some of that yashas could also be meichel. So it's like this: if Reuven owes Shimon $100, so Shimon has a shtar that Reuven owes him $100, and now Shimon sells this shtar to Levi. So now, if Shimon wants to later, after he sold it to Levi, Shimon could be meichel Reuven and tell Reuven, you know what? You don't have to pay me up anymore. If Shimon is meichel the chayv to Reuven, then Levi has no right to collect the money. Because when Shimon sells the shtar chayv, selling the shtar is not a real good mechira. It's a machlokes to show him why. But one shot is a shtar is not really the money. So you can't sell the real shibet haguf. The real shibet haguf still remains by Shimon. He's only selling to Levi the right to collect the money. That's only calls the man Reuven has to pay. But if Shimon is meichel Reuven, the mechila helps that Reuven does not have to pay Levi. That's what Shmuel holds. Therefore it's like this. Amri, zavuni zavin. So we start this. But still, let her sell the ksuba, and the money let her pay her. And if she would later be meichel the ksuba to the husband, she was meichel it. So Mara says, no, that's not a good answer. Amri, kol legabe baal vave mochlelei v'yasadinu lehu zivin nebiyadayim lo yasadinu. Like here it's a svar for sure the isha will be meichel her husband. Like what happened here now? The isha now is selling her ksuba. The ksuba is like a shtar chayv, as if the husband owes the isha money, even though he doesn't owe it to her right now. It's only if she gets again, or she becomes an amona, but it's like a shtar chayv. So the isha now has a shtar, the husband owes her the ksuba. She'll sell it to somebody else. So now, after she sells it to somebody else, she could be Michael the Ksuba back to the husband. And then the husband will never have to pay that man. So Gemara is saying, that's the Svar, for sure she'll do it. Like right now, they're still married happily. So if the Isha could do it, of course she'll do it. She likes the husband. So if she's going to sell the Ksuba to somebody else, if you're going to tell me that she could be Michael the money to the husband, for sure she'll do it. So therefore, we don't go through this whole action to make somebody lose out. That's why we don't tell her to sell the Ksuba. Because if she sells the Ksuba to somebody, the person that's buying it is just going to lose out. So we don't do that for Yadayim. That's the Masvara. For Yasadinu Yehu Zavino, for Yadayim Yasadinu, we don't make a lose, make a sale, that's not going to take place. For Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me no. Zavino Nalei Lehu Dechav Levei. But Tayyiba said no, if it's better true, don't let her sell the Ksuba to somebody else. But let her give her Ksuba to this person that she did damage to. We're talking about now this lady damaged somebody. She caused $50 worth of damage to somebody. So now she has no money to pay up, she's potter. Why not? Let her give her Ksuba to this person.